It takes grit, determination, and staying in the zone for a 162 regular Major League Baseball season, and no better examples so far.
Bryce Terang.
Boy, Bryce Terang.
Here's the pitch.
And a drive. Right center field. It's back. It is way back and gone. Bryce Terang goes deep and the Brewers have a...
Our leadoff hitter has a banger of a walk-up song to get him and the crowd pumped. Well, he has two. This is his first one. If you think it's just a fluke for a Brewer to have more than one walk-up song, you're wrong. Check out Jackson Chourio.
Pitch to Jackson Chourio! Driven! Left center! See you later! Jackson Chourio!
So fun.
And Chourio's a guy, he likes to change his music a lot.
Oh, really?
A lot. Sometimes, there was a point last season where he had three walk-up songs, so I had to wait, which song did I play last at-bat? And have to rotate between the three of them.
That's your Brewers DJ, James Jackson, who is alongside Jamie Patton, executive director of Brewers Entertainment. They both share how rewarding it is to give fans a taste of every player's personality.
The fans like to hear it because they like, that's an inside look into what, how to, you know, to know a player and what they're choosing for their walk-up music, and ultimately bring that home field advantage with music. It is so important for the atmosphere.
So I asked, just how specific do our Brewers really get with their walk-up song choice?
Very
specific.
And get this, Jamie Patton let the cat out of the bag. The crew has their own group chat just to talk about walk-up music.
We have Brewers music group text. So he'll send it to us. We update it on a Google Sheet on our end. And then DJ James does the organization of it. And then I also take that music and send it to MLB.
The athletes have even given direction to some of their songs to have a little buffer time for their favorite part to start.
The players have picked up on and know that we have to fade up. So if you want it at 15 seconds in the song, they know to start at 11.
And yes, the pitchers pick their songs too. Last year, Jacob Mizorowski, or The Miz, was this.
Is 1-2. Struck him out swinging at 103. Wow. Miz is bringing a cheese here tonight.
This year he changed to Foo Fighters, All My Life.
Anytime a pitcher comes into the game, a pitching change, if we're in an inning break, you'll see that we'll end it and then play a video of the pitcher that's coming in, and then DJ James makes sure that he plays their song. Wow. And then, of course, for the closer moment as well, it's always their song, and that's a big moment.
A big moment, yes.
Like for Trevor McGill, who has Metallica.
McGill straightens up and throws. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and McGill looks into the Toronto dugout, and here comes John Schneider, the manager.
As for Christian Yelich, Yelich's walk-up song has not changed in 8 seasons.
Yelich, a high drive, deep right, down the line, fair, and goal!
And then there's ones with heart.
There's certain parts of the song that, feel good to you or make you feel a certain way. For example, Garrett Mitchell. His song is I'm Still On My Way by Blast, but he wants that to start at the 18-second mark, right when it says, I'm Still On My Way.
Swing and fly ball, right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
And if I had a reason why, it's because he's still in his rookie contract. He's played a few seasons, but unfortunately they have been cut kind of short. But it's kind of that reminder, hey, I'm still on my way. I'm still here.
And I'm still on my way.
So there you have it. MLB walk-up songs personalized by the Brew Crew to boost energy, focus, and maybe intimidate opponents as they head onto the field. Or get them off guard, like this one during an exhibition game with Cooper Pratt.
I kissed a girl, but I did. The taste of her cherry chapstick.
Julia Fellow, WTMJ News.